In this bulletin, Scott Morrison warns a safe travel zone between Australia and New Zealand unlikely to be established for some time. Almost a million Australians out of work due to social distancing restrictions. And in sport, former Wallabies hooker Te Tafu Pelota now prematurely ends his stint with English club Leicester. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned a safe travel zone between Australia and New Zealand is unlikely to be established for some time. The concept of a trans-Tasman travel bubble was discussed when New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern joined Australia's federal, state and territory leaders via video link for today's National Cabinet meeting. Mr Morrison says given the two countries' strong relationship and containment of COVID-19, New Zealand seems the obvious place for Australia to begin reopening its international borders too. But he says it won't happen until both countries deem it safe to do so.
It's not something that's about to happen next week or anything like that. It is something that will better sit alongside when we're seeing Australians travel from Melbourne to Cairns at about that time, I would expect everything being equal that we'd be able to, you know, fly from Melbourne to Auckland or to Christchurch or things like that.
New figures show almost a million Australians have lost their jobs since social distancing measures designed to limit the spread of coronavirus came into place. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows one in three workers from the food and accommodation sector have lost their job during the economic fallout of the crisis. Food and accommodation workers aged 20 to 29 and over 70 were the hardest hit, with more than 40% of those age groups out of work. The figures also show nearly a third of arts and recreation jobs were lost between mid-March and April. And Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is urging all Australians who want to get back to work as soon as possible to download the government's coronavirus contact tracing app. Mr Frydenberg has warned the Australian economy is projected to lose $50 billion in the June quarter, with current COVID-19 restrictions costing it an extra $4 billion per week. He says the COVID Safe app will give the government confidence that any health risks that arise once more economy activity has resumed can be managed effectively.
We must get people back into jobs and we must get people back at work. The $4 billion that we lose in economic activity for every additional week that these restrictions are in place, we lose the equivalent of to what 4 million Australians on the median wage would earn in a week.
Almost 5 million Australians have downloaded the app so far. At least three workers at an aged care facility in Western Sydney have been diagnosed with coronavirus. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says two new aged care workers at Newmarch have been confirmed to have the virus by last night, while the facility's operators, Anglicare, have confirmed a third case. More than 60 staff and residents at Newmarch House have tested positive to the virus, and 15 people have died since the outbreak began last month. Dr. Chant has defended the facility's staff, who've been criticised for potentially spreading the infection, saying it can be quite challenging to maintain full personal protective equipment while administering high health care. In other news, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance has announced he'll seek Liberal pre-selection for the federal seat of Eden Monaro. The marginal seat became vacant last week when Labor MP Mike Kelly retired due to health reasons. Mr Constance has been the Bega MP in the New South Wales Parliament for 17 years and rose to national prominence over summer for his regular media appearances during the bushfire crisis. He says he wants to run for federal parliament to better help the electorate recover from all the pain and trauma it's suffered in recent months.
It's fair to say our community has been put through catastrophe after catastrophe, and it's time that we look very hard and long at how we're going to get through the challenges that beset us, from fire to COVID, and of course the economic impact that we're now seeing across our region and of course our country.
Bega Mayor Christy McBain has been selected as Labor's candidate in the by-election. A date for the contest is yet to be announced, with coronavirus restrictions expected to cause a delay. To rugby and former Wallabies hooker Te Tafu Pelota now has prematurely ended his stint with English club Leicester. The 34-year-old hasn't revealed his plans after being named on a list of players leaving Leicester as wage costs are cut before the 2020-2021 English rugby season. The Premiership competition has been suspended indefinitely due to the coronavirus pandemic. Leicester has announced it's also farewelled its Australian defence coach of 6 years. Is Phil Blake. Check out Wednesday's weather now. Showers and wind easing, 18 degrees for Perth. Fine weather for Adelaide, 22. Much the same for Melbourne, 19 degrees. In Hobart, partly cloudy, also 19 for you. In Canberra, light early frost, 18. In Wollongong, sunny weather, 23. Much the same in Sydney. Also fine weather for Newcastle, 23. A shower or two for Brisbane, 25. Showers in Darwin, 28. And sunny in Darwin, 35 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.